Ticket Chicks, plus pick-by-pick coverage of the NBA Draft. Thursday, June 24th, at the Embassy Suites Hotel, Sportsman's Club Bar and Grill. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hardline. Now, we have no Grego today, but Kevin Scott is riding shotgun here. Kevin, good to meet you.
Hey, now.
I believe Grego is sick. That's what he's telling us, so.
Right off the sick.
Okay. Hopefully he'll be back with us tomorrow.
He usually pulls out of these things in short order.
Yeah, things will be normal around here once again. Before we get going with this, we would like to send a very, very special shout-out to all the ESPN radio program directors who are in town this week. And hopefully you boys are by the channel to see exactly how this should be done. And just remember, we can do what you do, but you can't do what we do.
Sports.
You stink.
What?
You smell like mud.
Old
like
mud.
Swamp mud.
What do you mean?
Just go do what you got to do.
And quit holding it in and making everyone else suffer.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, when you're standing up there against the wall saying, man, I got to go. But you won't go up here on the 13th floor. You have some latent fear.
What are you talking about?
What are you nagging about? I didn't know what you're nagging about. Don't play dumb doo-doo guy.
You need to evacuate your system.
Is this part of the we can do what they can do?
I don't know. I wasn't in on that conversation.
They can't do what we do.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, I know.
Really?
It's awful. How would I know what they're talking about?
Well, I don't know.
12th floor and this
I'd tell you if I knew, but I don't know what the hell that is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we must discuss the things that went on out in the stands out of the temple of yesterday, because this is...
Come on, Mike.
That was not me. That was a drop.
No.
Hey, I'm not the one who's become flatulent on the air.
Always goes back to that, doesn't
it? Yeah. Drag Grego right under the bus.
Grego never has either, as far as we know.
What about that?
It wasn't on the air,
yeah,
though.
Wasn't it?
It is now.
And it's barely audible anyway.
Are you kidding? That is plowed through an air conditioner that's 5 feet away from his butt.
What, did we turn him up during the Rick Ballew show? We just had an open mic in this room during the Rick Ballew overnight show.
No, I had a mic in his hotel, like, stationed right outside of his hotel door that fought through an air conditioner.
This is the night of alarm gate.
Yes. And this is the first sounds we heard of alarm. Before the alarms went off was the power fart. That is so amazing.
Yes, that often discussed Grego power fart.
It sounds like a motorcycle starting up.
Motorcycle Grego!
Like it's trying to kick over and it just won't quite get there.
All right.
Let's see you try to do that. All right. So yesterday, it was yesterday.
Sports.
A couple of yesterdays ago.
Let's see you try to do that. Out of the temple, the Rangers are playing the Cardinals. The game is pretty much already out of hand. What inning did this happen in?
Oh, was it third, fourth? The guy left after the fourth inning. So
this was the third
that
inning?
That guy left?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
With his date.
Oh.
She must have been proud.
They left separately.
Oh, did they?
Yep.
Oh, did they?
He went up one side of the aisle. Who's that? Who is that? Oh, is that Ty?
It's Tyrone Waller. Okay. Ty Waller. I got to chime in on this.
He went up one side
Were
of the... The section,
I was watching
and she went
it
up
yesterday
the
while I was up here at Ticket Sports Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Sports.
She what now? What did you say, Danny?
They left separately. You know, they were sitting in the middle of the section. Well, he got up to leave and went up one side of the aisle, and then her and another friend went up the other side.
Hmm. Wonder if they were advised to do that by security types out there.
Probably wasn't a bad idea.
Well, I don't know who this gentleman is, but he has become the closest...
Gentleman, the proper term?
He's become the closest thing we have around here to Steve Bartman. I don't know that he's universally hated by Ranger fans everywhere because he cost them a shot at the World Series, but I think it is pretty safe to say that among the patrons of the game out at the Temple yesterday, he probably, if we were going to try and find the most disliked fellow in the stands, he would be a big player in that. What happened exactly? There was a foul ball hit in the stands.
Did you not see it live?
Yeah, I saw it live. Okay. But maybe somebody can do a little bit better recap of this.
I watched it on television.
Okay.
I mean, do you want to know?
So do Mike.
Just can recap it.
All right, go ahead.
Well, essentially, there was a guy, probably about 230 pounds, big dude. Not fat, just a big, ornery-looking cuss. And him and his girlfriend are sitting. Yeah, he kind of looked like Greco. So him and his girlfriend are sitting, sitting down watching the game. And in front of them, in a couple of seats to their left, is a lady and her 4-year-old son. Well, this foul ball, from what I could tell, it landed somewhere in the vicinity in front of him and kind of rolled underneath this woman's legs. Well, this guy sees the ball and he's leaning over the seats that are in front of him to try to get to it. He gets a little momentum and ends up flipping over. His legs go flying over, hits the kid in the back with his legs, and knocks the kid forward into the seat in front of him. And he's reaching under this woman's seat trying to get this ball. Well, she stands.
So now here he is, just groveling, get out.
Going for
under
it.
This woman.
The guy is going for it. But,
like,
I mean,
under her legs?
Yes.
Well, that's enough right there to get your ass kicked by somebody's husband.
So she stands up and starts smacking him on the head with a program.
Because, which was funny.
Oh, it was hilarious. So then he gets up and, in a very celebratory manner, holds his arms above his head, showing the crowd his brand new foul ball that he just took away from a four-year-old.
The kid didn't.
It said in the paper that he pinned the kid up against a chair with his leg.
He did.
He did.
No, the way you describe it, it sounds like he was so reckless, he might have caused injury. Not the fact. Add this to the fact that he took the foul ball away.
He was out of control. When he went over the seat, he was out of control and his legs flew over and hit the kid and mashed the kid into the seat in front of him.
For a good 5 minutes, the kid's rubbing his arms because it pushed him against the seat in front of him.
And that lady, he got up and was celebrating with that ball, and that lady bitched him out.
Over a foul ball.
And he sat down with his girlfriend, and the kid just kind of stood there looking at him like, what the hell just happened? And how do you have the ball, and why don't I have it?
This is an adult. You're supposed to respect adults. They know what's going on. Then you see an adult acting like a kid.
This is the first baseball game the little kid had ever been to.
So, meanwhile, the fans probably in the general area started, trying to encourage the guy to give the kid the ball. And the guy's just sitting there. He gets back up in his seats, and he's all just kind of spread out with his arms over the seat next to him and stuff, and he's just kind of sitting there. They're trying to get him to give the kid the ball, and he won't do it. And the next thing you know, people around there start to boo, and then people in the rest of the ballpark catch on to what's going on. And the next thing you know, you've got everybody in the place on the guy's back to give the kid the ball.
Chanting, give him the ball.
Right. And up in the booth, the Ranger announcers, Tom Grieve and Josh Lewin, pretty much just stopped down on the game and diverted most of their attention to this situation. And Tom Grieve was just all over this guy. I mean, he was just ripping this guy left and right like I've never heard Tom Grieve rip anybody before.
Good for him.
And
good for him.
I want to hear this.
Okay, well, let's listen to a little bit of it.
Are we going to Jim Knox?
Okay.
All right.
Trying to figure out, Josh.
Stop it for a second.
Yeah, let's play this yet.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we had the Tom Grieve.
Well, this is.
All right, well, let's wait till we get to the Jim Knox part.
All right.
Tom is just going on and on and on with the guy. I mean, he's just ripping him left and right. And you know what a nice guy Tom is.
The greatest.
Yeah, I mean, Tom never rips anybody. He was on with Sturman Drong a few minutes ago, or about an hour or so ago, and they were kind of, kicking around his end of this tale. And finally, Jim Knox, the guy in the stands for Ranger broadcast, comes over there, And he's trying to get the guy on TV, and I guess that's what we've got here, right? Okay.
Play the Jim Knox cut, David.
Are we going to Jim Knox?
Okay.
All right.
Trying to figure out, Josh and Tom, exactly what's going on. What do you? Why can't we give the ball to the little leaguer?
Well, right now it's just a little bit of peer pressure.
I say you're getting the booze. I say let's hand it over.
Okay. No, thank you.
Hold on. I'm not going to be pressured by 40,000 people.
You ought to be pressured, okay. But tell him he ought to be pressured by his own conscience.
How about pressured by your own conscience? Even Josh and Tom are coming down.
No, thank you.
You're not going to give up the ball.
How about if he gives up that ball and we'll send him down anything he wants?
Okay, if you give up that ball, Josh and Tom will send down anything you want.
I won't send him anything.
Josh will send down anything you want. What do you want?
I'm really not doing it for that. I just caught the foul ball.
You didn't catch the ball. You stole it away from a little kid.
I don't want anything. I don't even want to be on TV.
All right,
we're already on TV.
I know, thank you.
Okay, we're going to get him a little ball, though. We'll get you a ball, buddy, okay?
Don't want to be on TV. Don't steal a ball away from a little kid at a ball game.
What an idiot. How could he do that? How could he sit there?
Hey, I just caught the foul ball.
This dumbass, I promise you, this guy today thinks that he is standing on principle. He, in his mind, he's thinking, well, I did what was right. I caught that ball, and he didn't catch it. He only took a kid's head off and then went under his mom's legs to get it and got smacked in the head with a program. He didn't catch it. He's the one that ended up with it because he's bigger than everybody else.
Yeah, he got it, but
his mind,
catch it.
It's finders keepers. That's the rule that he's living by. I promise you today that idiot thinks that he's in the right. That's why he didn't want to give it up.
If you're above the age of 15 and you're going off after foul balls with that much gumption, something is wrong with you. It's not that big a deal. It's a big deal for a kid. That's it. If you happen to catch a foul ball, you're sitting there and the ball's coming up and you stand up and your old section's up there and you catch it, great. And that's cool. But it's not worth going after, diving for, hitting some kid, knocking over some lady, someone's beer, popcorn.
What do you think you're going to do, profiteer off
who
that thing or something?
Who cares? If you're a David DeLucci foul ball or whoever
it
is?
Jerry Matthews Jr. I mean, if you are at Pac Bell Park or SBC Park and you're going for Barry Bonds' home run ball, any one of his home run balls, sure.
I'm going to make a little bit of an effort
for that.
I can
make a little bit of an effort, and I'm willing to do things I wouldn't normally do, maybe. But for a Gary Matthews Jr.
foul
ball, that's ridiculous.
Guy's an ass.
I hope this guy is just getting killed if he works, if he has a job. I hope people are killing him wherever he is.
I hope they are, too.
I guarantee you somebody out there knows who that guy is.
Oh, they recognize him.
Someone in our audience?
Yes. Somebody hearing us right now knows who that guy is.
You know what I wonder? I wonder if, with all the hype and all the hoopla this thing's getting, will that ball be worth some money?
No.
No.
It won't be worth a nickel.
Because it's a local thing.
That will not be
worth
one nickel. Well,
not so much, because that woman and her son are getting requests from national media.
Right, but that doesn't make that ball worth anything.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I don't know. It could.
What an idiot.
It could make it worth a little bit more than your average spare ball might be worth.
What was the Bartman ball worth?
Oh, gosh.
No, they blew it up, didn't they?
Yeah, they blew it up.
$20,000.
But it was worth a ton.
Yeah, Harry Carey's restaurant bought it.
That's totally different.
Well, and first of all, if this guy in any way is going to profiteer from it, then it should be worth nothing.
Right.
If he were to, you know what, even if he were to donate it now, I don't know.
And it's not totally different. I mean, it is a routine ball that, because of circumstances, became worth something.
Now, this didn't affect the outcome of a game.
Yeah, weren't they down 12-0 or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't affect the outcome of a game, but it still turned into a national story. It's the ball that is surrounded now by a national story.
I'll tell you what, right now it's worth more than the $11.50 they paid for it, or however much
they
cost.
Well, yeah, it is. Now, is it worth thousands? No, it's not worth thousands. Hundreds? I doubt it. But, you know, maybe 50, 75, something like that. Maybe.
I've got $20.
And get into what, let's get into what the Rangers are telling us. They're having a deal. They're helping this lady out.
Yes. We'll take some phone calls and get into more on this next.
KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Norm's got hickory in his stick. Talking baseball with Rangers manager Buck Showalter every Friday at 10:50. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This Thursday, from 10 until noon, Norm will do his show
at Norm
Star Power in far north Dallas, Dallas Parkway at Arapahoe. He will have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks out there with him. Bonnie and Claudia, it says. And you can register to win ticket t-shirts as well. So go see Norm at Star Power this
Norm.
Thursday from 10 a.m. until high noon. All right, so what is happening with the Rangers now as far as the national blow-up of this thing?
Well, apparently the child's mom is getting a lot of national media requests.
Is there a dad in the picture anywhere?
I don't know. I haven't ever heard him mentioned. Now, I've had some guy mention that they were sitting next to a man and who, when they were bringing him all the bats and balls and stuff for the little kid, that he was holding it, but I didn't really see that.
Now, we should point out...
But the Rangers are helping this woman handle all of the media requests that she's getting.
Dad's name's Jeff. Mom's name's Edie.
Okay.
They were there.
Was the dad there?
Yeah, says it was with the...
Why didn't the dad do anything?
Nick O'Brien was
okay.
With his parents.
Don't get on the dad for not doing anything.
Well, no, I mean, what's he going to do? Beat the guy up?
Right.
Get in his face.
Oh, hey, we're all mad at the guy.
But, I mean, come on, if you're a dad, wouldn't you have said something to the guy?
Don't even
bring
up the dad. Let the guy take the ball away. You beat him up, and you get thrown in
jail.
That's
fine.
And you would get thrown in jail for assault over a foul ball. And how ridiculous would that be? How ridiculous would it be for you to get thrown in jail over a foul ball? It's bad enough that the guy acted like a jackass by going down there and stealing the ball away. It would have been worse for his dad to kick his ass. He got what he deserved, and he's catching hell at work today, which he should catch hell at work. And if he shows up out of the ballpark, if anybody recognizes the guy, somebody should say loudly, "Hey, there's the foul ball guy," and then start riding his ass from there.
Yeah, you don't get physical with the guy because, number one, you're going to end up in jail, and what kind of example does that set for your kid? You know, maybe have a few choice words for the guy and then just leave it alone.
Yeah, the dad did the right thing. The dad played it right. I mean, him getting involved like that would have just made things worse.
Man, thinking about listening to him again, it makes me even more mad to hear him say, "I'm not going to give in to peer pressure." As if they're trying to get him to do something bad, like, you know, drink a bottle of Everclear or something. Everybody's on you because you made an idiot of yourself. We're trying to get you to do the right thing here, and you don't want to do it because you're standing on principle. It's my ball. I got it.
But one guy in all this who did the right thing was Reggie Sanders of the Cardinals. Apparently, he was in the clubhouse while all this was going on. Watching the game on TV, he saw it and took it upon himself to bring the kid out a signed Reggie Sanders bat and a ball, and the Rangers threw in a couple of balls themselves. They threw in a bat, and the kid wound up walking out of that place with a lot more than he ever bargained for.
And the Rangers are sending them all kinds of game jerseys and T-shirts and a nice care package to their house.
So in the end, it worked out great for the kid.
No one. The only thing is, you just can't understand the psyche of that knucklehead.
Yeah.
That's the only problem that's come out of this, is what the hell kind of human being would do that? I don't know one person on the planet that would handle that situation that way. Not one.
But especially when you consider that he gives the ball to the kid and everybody starts cheering and he's a good guy.
Yeah. And people are like, hey, man, bring the clear.
The story is over, and we're not having this discussion.
And you know, often that does happen. I've seen it before at games where some big guy reaches up and catches a ball, and there may be a little kid standing beneath him, and he's just kind of looking at him and just hands the ball to him. That's it.
And hey, you know what? You can forgive him for jumping over the row and wanting to get the ball. Everybody gets caught up in the moment. It's a foul ball. You're at a major league park, and it's just the competitive nature of guys. They want to get the prize, and you get the prize. And that's fine. But at that point, you gain your senses, and you just hand the ball away. I've been up in the booth before where that's happened. On the club level, somebody will catch a foul ball, and they'll bump a kid or, you know, bump somebody else. And we actually rode a guy's ass one night. And not everybody saw it because it was club level, and the people below couldn't see it. But everybody at club level just started riding the guy's ass. And he held on to it for a couple of minutes, and we kept riding him. And then finally, you know, somebody nudges him, and he relents and goes over and hands it to the kid, and everybody applauds. You know, the place just, everybody on the club level just goes nuts. And, it's you laugh about it, and everybody cheers. But to sit there and have everybody in the stadium ride you and still think that you're going to stick to your guns, like, you're a man. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm doing what's right.
My girlfriend's here. She can't see this weak side of me.
Jeez.
Boy, what a proud girl she must be today.
That relationship's over.
You think?
Yes. Yes.
Well, let's squeeze in a few phone calls here. Let's talk to Ruben in Mansfield on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Kevin, Michael, how you guys doing?
How are you? Matt?
Doing well. Hey, how much Michael? Different is this from the fracas or the what goes on out in center field when a home run is hit out in the grass? Have you seen some of the collisions out there between adults and, granted, they're older kids, but I mean, it's almost like a rugby match out there.
Yeah, but it's always kids.
I've seen it, but to really get a handle on it, I think you would have to be out there. And I've never been out there.
There's no one over the age of 16 out there chasing those balls.
Oh, I've seen some younger kids than that out there, sure.
I realize that. Younger kids or older kids is what I'm saying. You don't see many people over the age of 16 doing that.
I guarantee if it was a ball worth something, though, they would. I mean, if it was like a big Rafael Palmeiro home run or something like that,
there's a big difference in going for a home run ball on a soft, grassy area than there is a useless, worthless foul ball on concrete and seats with a little kid in front of you.
You don't see 30-year-old bald idiots congregating in center field when Gary Matthews Jr. walks up to the plate. Yeah, if Rafael Palmeiro... It's, you know what's going on. If Rafael Palmeiro hits the home run that he hit recently for the Orioles, then everybody gathers in center field. And there's some men out there because that ball is going to be worth something, and the kids will get out there too. Now, you can't just go knocking people around, giving them forearm shivers if they're weigh 100 pounds less than you, but you enter there at your own risk. But to go after a foul ball in the stands and pin a 4-year-old kid against the seats is absolutely ridiculous, and that guy should be ashamed of himself.
Jeff in Garland on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to say that I can understand that, with the guy, being a little defensive. I mean, with everybody booing him and throwing things at him. I mean, it's him against everybody else. I mean, yeah, he can give the ball up, but, I mean, at the same time, it's everyone's attacking him now. I'm sure at the moment he did it, he probably didn't realize, how dumb he looked, or how stupid the act was itself. But I can kind of understand, him saying, I'm not going to do
it. Well, however dumb he might have looked at the time that the ball was hit, he looks a lot dumber now.
I don't know, man.
He sat there for an inning. He had a full inning. You let the adrenaline wear off. You have the ball in your hands. You start to realize what's going on, and you think, that might not have been the best decision. Then you make up for it. You go and give the ball to the kid. Instead, he sits there for an inning, and then
he was
going to
ride it out.
He just
leaves.
People like that carry so much pride, they just don't know how to let it go.
No, they can't.
So he left.
He left with the ball.
Did they show him, though? They showed him on camera leaving?
I don't know.
Or is that just in the paper?
I don't know if they did that or not.
No, that's what I was told by eyewitnesses and Ranger people.
Yeah, in the paper it says that he caught the ball or didn't catch it. He knocked the kid over for the ball in the bottom of the third and then left after the fourth. So he sat there for a full inning. Fully aware of what he had done, listening to everybody boo him, listening to Jim Knox come up and interview him on TV, then you really know how big it is, but you're still going to stick to your guns.
Kurt in Dallas on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, Ron.
Hi there.
I worked yesterday, and it was one of those things that just unfolds right before your eyes. I was telling Danny, when we shoot the... When somebody hits a foul ball, generally you're not going to see the foul ball going into the stands.
Is this Kurt Dykert?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Hi, Kurt. How you doing?
Good, Ryan.
All right, go ahead. Now, tell everybody exactly who you are and what you do, Kurt.
Let's not be anonymous here. I produce the telecast for Fox to majority of the games.
Okay,
the
so this is the producer in the truck.
That's right.
So we watch this guy do this, and in the truck we're just sitting there with our mouths open because we can't believe how aggressive he is, and this poor kid's getting smashed, and then we start laughing when the woman was beating him over the head with the program. And then Tom, watch out, and he just went off on this guy, and I'm kind of like, oh, geez, this could be a scene. It doesn't look good for the Rangers, and, it just took a life of its own. Yeah. And Knox happened to be near there at the time, and, he can hear in his earpiece as he's walking through the stadium. And so he's there right away. And
now, what can he hear? Can he hear Josh and Tom, or can he hear you guys talking to him in the truck, or all of it?
All of it. He hears Josh and Tom the whole time. So he reacts to, whatever they're saying. If something happens at the stadium, then, he'll go over that way and ask me if he wants me to talk about it.
Okay.
So, he's over there. I'm just going nuts on this guy. And, everybody saw it. Knox goes, it's just, why don't you just give him the ball? We were all just incredible about it. One of the things about it was that, we're down 13-0 at this point, and we're looking at six innings of God, and this thing happens. And for whatever reason, I guess the Cardinals had our feet in the locker room, and that's when Sanders came out. He heard Tom go off in the sky, and that's when Sanders came out, and then it snowballed to the Ranger locker room. They sent over a Mench bat and a Nolan Ryan ball. Ooh. And we kept kind of watching this and, watching this guy. And, we went back to the game and we kind of had a camera on him in the truck that we could see. And he was just kind of sitting there and kind of, you could tell he was just stuck, I mean, as you guys were saying, a guy with kind of hard pride like that, it's like, I don't think he knew what to do at that point.
Did you guys get him?
I don't even think he realized that he was being an idiot.
Did you guys get him leaving?
No, because we went to the break and... After Sanders brought the bat out, the Cardinals sent a T-shirt up to our booth, and they had written on it, Tough Guy, Ball Stealer. It was a Cardinals T-shirt. And they're like, get Knox to send us to this guy. So when we got word that we had this T-shirt, we looked again, and he was gone.
Ah.
But, that's typical Tom Grieve. I don't think that, we all know how nice of a guy he is. But, he's a pretty principled guy, and he will state his opinion. And I was real proud of him for not dropping any F-bombs that day.
Hey, Kurt, thanks, man.
Good to talk to you, Ryan.
All right, good to talk to you as always. Well, a crazy scene unfolding out there at the Temple yesterday. And we will continue to track it as developments may warrant. It is 4:50 right now.